Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio, located inside Digital Ignition, where North Atlanta startups take off. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm your host, John Ray, along with producer Trey Odom. We've got two great guests, Jennifer Scheer, and Jennifer is the director of the Georgia State University Entrepreneurship and Innovation Institute. I got it all.
You did.
And Christy Tilsley, and Christy is the president and CEO of Cozy Comfy. But first, Jennifer, let's turn to you and talk about the Entrepreneurship and Innovation Institute of Georgia State University, better known as ENI, right?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Tell us about you. Tell us about ENI.
Yeah. Well. First, thanks for having me, John, and for giving us an opportunity to talk about some of the fun things that we're doing as part of ENI at Georgia State. So a little bit about me. So I've been with Georgia State for only about 2.5 months, so I'm pretty new there and loving it so far. And so I throughout my career, I've always been in a position supporting entrepreneurs. So I'm trained as a research scientist, and then after graduate school, found myself working at a university to out-license intellectual property and ultimately help researchers start companies around their intellectual property. And that was the part, you know, that really got me excited. And so from there, I've just kind of continued along a path to find ways to support innovators and entrepreneurs. And so that's largely what I'm doing at Georgia State through my work at the Entrepreneurship and Innovation Institute. And so the Institute at Georgia State is a pretty unique place. So it's set up really to expose all students at Georgia State. And I say all, there's 53,000 students at Georgia State. So some percentage of all students, but importantly for all students to have access to the opportunity to learn about entrepreneurship, learn what it means, learn how you start a business or how do you be entrepreneurial or entrepreneurial is the word these days within a large corporation. And so it's really a lot of fun because when you put that type of training together with creative young and old minds, we have students of all ages, then you really start to see some pretty interesting things that result.
Absolutely. So, Jennifer, we were talking before we came on the air about the diversity of the students that are involved in ENI, not just business students, but students from a lot of other backgrounds.
That's right. Yeah. So the Institute is set up as part of the Robinson College of Business, but it has a university-wide mandate. And so, really what that means is what you said. It's to give students of all backgrounds, of all majors, access to what entrepreneurship is. And so you can do the formalized degree training that I think we're all familiar with at universities. But there's also other opportunities to be exposed to hear from entrepreneurs throughout the Atlanta community and beyond, to participate in workshops. And then decide from there whether or not you want to go get a degree or a minor or a major in entrepreneurship, or if you want to go down a path around media entrepreneurship, for example, is one of the programs that we offer, as well as social entrepreneurship. And so there really is, and there are a number of things happening across campus with the idea that if you create spaces and a place for like-minded people who have an interest in starting a company or being part of a growing company, if you create the places and the communities for those people to come together, then good things happen.
Sure. Now let's be clear. So the media entrepreneurship really kind of piggybacks on all the film industry activity that's going on in the state of Georgia, right?
That's right. Yeah. And so, you know, if you want to major in media entrepreneurship, it's actually what's called a popular word at universities these days for good reason is interdisciplinary. And so the idea is that you might need some business training to start a company, but you also need some sort of training in a certain industry or in a certain area of expertise, you know, to bolster that kind of entrepreneurial mindset that you have to go build a business. And so we work with the Creative Media Industries Institute at Georgia State University and in the College of Arts and Sciences to offer degrees and experiences in media entrepreneurship. And that's absolutely right. You know, that Creative Media Industries Institute is set up to train the talent to fuel the pipeline for all of the film and media industry that's happening in Georgia right now.
Yeah, and then, you know, for the creatives, if you will, mm-hmm. that have that kind of expertise and talent, a lot of times they come into business and really don't have the business underpinning, if you will, that E&I can provide them.
That's right. Yeah. So it's a matter of giving them the skill sets to figure out how do you create value. How do you understand your customer and why is that so important and all of those things. And you know, the other thing that we're thinking a lot about in trying to create communities where people with different skill sets and areas of expertise come together because you also can't start a company. I shouldn't say you can't. You absolutely can. But many companies require more than one person, right? They require teams. And particularly if you're producing a company that can scale over time, you've got to probably have somebody creative on your team or multiple somebodies and so entrepreneurship can that spirit of entrepreneurship and those skills can reside in anybody regardless of what your major is. And so the idea is to how do we get give everybody the opportunity to be exposed to it, but then bring people together that can bring different value to the table and ultimately create something pretty interesting.
Absolutely. Jennifer Shears, our guest, she's the director of Georgia State University E&I, that's the Entrepreneurship and Innovation Institute. So you have a lot of involvement from outside local entrepreneurs and businesses. How does that happen?
Yeah, so we're fortunate to be in a big metropolitan area like Atlanta, and we're also fortunate that there's a lot of things happening for entrepreneurs and innovators in Atlanta, and so there's a number of different organizations. There are spaces, the incubators, accelerators, co-working spaces that are all working to support entrepreneurs. And so fortunately, as an institute at Georgia State, we have access to some of those organizations in some of those spaces because entrepreneurship doesn't just happen at Georgia State. Eventually these students will graduate, and I can tell you Georgia State's very proud of kind of how we've increased graduation rates, and so we certainly want students to graduate, but we don't want them to have to drop their entrepreneurial endeavors when they leave Georgia State.
Sure.
We want them to have places to go on and organizations to go on where they can kind of continue to build their network and find the resources that they need for those companies for their companies, but the good news is we're in a great ecosystem, and so we partner with Entrepreneur Organization, for example, on the Global Student Entrepreneurship Awards, and so that's a place where the students from anywhere in the United States can apply to participate and compete for this award, and ultimately that what comes with that is mentorship and support and guidance, as well as some potentially national exposure if you advance through the phases effectively. We have partnerships with TIE. The other thing that we do, and we're fortunate again to have access to entrepreneurs who are willing to come teach our students. So some of them come teach our courses as part-time instructors. Or some of them come and speak at events. So we have a number of events through different mechanisms to engage students. And so, every time we call on an entrepreneur to come speak to students, we get a positive answer. So, yeah.
That's great. get into a little bit more about how businesses can be involved. I mean, obviously, they can come speak, but there are other ways to do that as well.
Yeah. So one of the things, and I'll tell you that, you know, the Institute, we were established in 2016, and there was a lot of foundational work done, before I got there to establish the curriculum and to get things up and running. And one of the areas that we're going to focus on going forward is external engagement. We're certainly looking to work with, industry partners in a number of ways. One of them is, you know, right now we're piloting a mentoring program. We all know that, actually all of us, whether you're an entrepreneur or not, but entrepreneurs in particular can really benefit from having the right mentor or mentors that can engage with them as needed as they're growing their business. And so we're establishing a formal mentoring program. And that's a place where, regardless of whether or not you're an entrepreneur or you've been within a big company, and you've perhaps scaled a venture within a big company, or you just have you have big company expertise that might help an entrepreneur, learn how to sell into an established organization, or learn how to scale their business. Those things can all be beneficial, and so that's one way that we're looking for companies and GSU alum, of course, and entrepreneurs and others who can support entrepreneurs in their journey through mentorship. There's a lot of inspiration that has to happen. Entrepreneurship isn't easy. I'm sure Christy can we'll speak to that. People that come can tell their stories, and I think importantly for our students, so we want our students to see themselves in those entrepreneurs' shoes. Not everybody grows up, thinking they can be an entrepreneur, and so we want to make sure they see themselves in entrepreneurial shoes.
Sure. Now, entrepreneurship is one of those disciplines that a lot of universities are rolling out some sort of effort around entrepreneurship. Get into, if you will, what makes Georgia State unique in that regard.
Yeah. So, well, I'll start a little bit with Georgia State's student population. So it's, as I mentioned, there's about 53,000 students. So that's big. It's one of the largest in the country, and it's a majority minority population of students. And so we're unique in the sense in that alone. We can't just necessarily look at other schools and say here's how they're doing it. Let's just kind of take that model and plop it down at Georgia State, right? So we're really trying to understand, and meet the students in the middle or kind of where they're at in terms of, how do we get them to the point where they can, see themselves as an entrepreneur and then get the skill sets, learn the skill sets and get the tools that they need to do that. And the other thing that it's easy to talk about entrepreneurship and just assume that everybody's going to go start their own company. And the reality is if you look at kind of what you learn through an entrepreneurship curriculum at Georgia State, it actually prepares you to do a lot of different things. And we talk about that and I think I've done it here. We talk a lot about kind of going and starting your own company. That's great. But again, there's, every major corporation that I've talked to over the last 5 years is trying to find those people, students that are that know how to problem solve. They know they understand what critical thinking is. They know how to problem solve. They know how to think about what the customer wants. They know how to identify a problem and then ideate or understand a process around providing solutions for those problems. And so those are skill sets that whether you go start your own company or you become part of a growing company or you become part of a major corporation, or in this gig economy where everybody's kind of going, going their own way and doing their own thing.
Sure.
It provides you some pretty sound principles and skills and a mindset that enables you to be successful in whatever your next stage is.
We're speaking with Jennifer Shear. Jennifer is the director of the GSU ENI, Georgia State University Entrepreneurship and Innovation Institute. So you came to ENI from Metro Atlanta Chamber. You were involved in entrepreneurship and in innovation there at the Chamber. So you've got a pretty unique perspective to talk about how Atlanta ranks in this very important area for our growth.
Yeah. So, it's interesting because I'm, when I took the position at Georgia State, I was excited about it because it was in a different, it was a different place, and there's a lot of really, really neat things happening at Georgia State. But the role was similar in the sense that it was about driving a culture of entrepreneurship and innovation. So, and, you know, kind of what does that mean, and how do you do that, right? And that's in large part what I was doing at the Metro Atlanta Chamber. And it's really around, you know, how do you make sure that innovators and entrepreneurs, and I always use both of those terms because they're not the same thing. There's a lot of overlap, but they're not the same thing. But how do you make sure that those people have the resources that they need to be successful? And ultimately, how do you incentivize, you know, certain behaviors that lead to innovation, that lead to starting new companies that solve a problem that exists and that creates value in the society? And the great thing about Atlanta is there's a lot happening in that ecosystem. There's everything from all of these incubators and accelerators and co-working spaces that are opening up. It seems like at least one weekly. Maybe the pace has slowed down a little bit,
but
still a lot of that happening. You've got corporate innovation centers that are popping up all over the place. Many of them around the Georgia Tech campus and Tech Square, but some other places as well. You've got nonprofit organizations that are supporting and really kind of ramping up their efforts to provide the support that these people need. And so, you know, it's and the other thing I'll add is that not every business requires venture capital, for example, there's a plenty of money coming into to Georgia companies, or at least good Georgia companies. I think a lot of people say there's always we always need more capital, but the reality is people are paying attention to what's happening in Atlanta. There's been a number of various organizations throughout the region, like Venture Atlanta, for example, has ATDC they've done a great job of working to attract investors from outside of the Atlanta region to get them here, to show them what's going on here. And I've always said that money follows good companies. And so if you're building good companies, then there is capital available. And we've also seen, local funds popping up and putting, kind of that high risk capital into companies early. And so, you know, kind of all of the elements of what makes for a really strong ecosystem. And I should also say that I guess I'm a little bit biased because I'm at a university now, but having a really very strong higher education system and strong research universities is another element, and then of course the government support. So, you know, as all those things come together, it creates a pretty pretty exciting environment to be an innovator or an entrepreneur.
For sure, that's great work, Jennifer Shear, Georgia State University Entrepreneurship and Innovation Institute. So for those that want to be in touch, would like more information, how do they do that?
So you can go to our website, that's eni.gsu.edu, or you can email me directly at jsherer, so that's J-S-H-E-R-E-R @gsu.edu.
Jennifer, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, John. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Folks, I'd like to remind you that Digital Ignition, where we enjoy our great studio space, is the ultimate space. Place for entrepreneurs to work, innovate, learn, establish, and grow their companies. Nestled within a 45,000 square foot building is an open floor plan with co-working office space, dedicated desk, private offices, meeting rooms, event space, a classroom, a video recording studio, a fantastic break room with outdoor patio, and all the fresh ground coffee you can drink. If you want great co-working as well as space which impresses investors, customers, and future employees, visit digitalignition.com. No doubt a few GSU entrepreneurs may be working back there, right, Jennifer?
That's right. I hope so.
Yeah, absolutely. We turn next to Christy Tilsley, and Christy is the president CEO of Cozy Comfy.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. This is going to be a cozy interview, I can tell, right? So tell us about you. Tell us about Cozy Comfy.
Sure. Well, I started the company 10 years ago by accident, which is kind of a unique story that I'll share. But first and foremost, again, thank you for having me this morning, John.
Absolutely.
And Jennifer, I really enjoyed your interview as well. You had a lot of great information and knowledge to bring to the table, some of which I'll comment on here momentarily. But I started the company 10 years ago, but again, by accident. I have three children that we adopted out of foster care, and we were looking for a way to give back to the foster care system, to children in care as well as foster parents. And we did a fundraiser for the Cobb County Foster Parent Association. It was a very successful fundraiser. Over a couple of weeks, raised a few $1,000s. And from there, my phone started to ring. So it was call after call and saying, hey, I've got an aunt in California that's within a church ministry that is looking to raise money for, you know, for the ministry. Can you help them? And so helped out, raised a little bit of money there, and then it was a ball club or it was a gymnastics team, and so forth. So we evolved from doing one fundraiser and not having a business to now we do hundreds of fundraisers a year, and we raise money all over the country.
Okay, now you've got a very unique product you raise money with, right? So it's not popcorn, it's not candy, it's not cakes. What is it?
You are correct. It is a very unique product, John. Most people think of fundraising with all of those items that you listed.
Right.
Although we use an 1,800 thread count set of linens. It comes as a complete set. So it's a fitted sheet, a flat sheet, two pillowcases. They retail in your department stores for about $100 to $150, although we fundraise with them across the country for $40 a set. And then of that $40 per set, we give $10 of each unit sold back to the nonprofit group, the church or the ministry or athletic organization.
Okay, now, my wife would understand this, but, you know, you're talking to someone that's home challenged when it comes to home decor, okay? 1,800 thread count. What does that mean? What is that, good or bad? Tell me.
It's fantastic.
Okay, that's what I thought.
It is. It's fantastic. Yeah. They don't actually sell 1,800 thread count linens in your big box stores. So your Targets, your Walmarts, and so forth. They don't actually sell those there. You have to get your 1,800 thread count linens in your high-end department stores. So your Saks, your Belks, your Macy's, your Dillard's, and so forth. So they are a high-end linen, again, a great price. Your wife would also understand the value that as opposed to spending $100 to $150 in a department store, to be able to obtain those for $40 a set is a really, really great value. The ultimate goal for that is we are able to, as a company, provide high-end product for a lower price, which is what we call an undersell. As opposed to some of the other fundraisers that are out there, they the prices are marked up, so therefore they can then give back more money to these, you know, nonprofit groups.
So presumably part of the appeal here is not just a great product, which you've obviously got, but it's something a little unique, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because this is something that before I met you, I'd never heard of.
Yes. We continue to hear that on a daily basis. There are a lot of people who have heard of us, and we've been able to raise, you know, thousands of dollars all across the country. But still every day we are amazed that we come across people who have never heard of this type of fundraising before.
Okay. So you're really in the business of helping make nonprofits successful. And sometimes nonprofits that have a hard time raising money for the great causes they support.
That is true. That is true. The key to what we have going on is not only to provide the high-end product, but we've got a team of people who are in place that historically they have, you know, professional high-level backgrounds. So my team of employees, I have a team of nine, and they are absolutely amazing right now. And this particular team, they have a corporate background, high-level professionals, but they were not really interested in doing the 9-to-5 any longer. So my entire team actually works anywhere from 20 to 35 hours a week, but they like to have that family life work balance, so they can be there for their families, they can be there for and so forth. So, and I say that I wanted to bring that to point because we do provide a great service. So the service that we provide for them, it's not only just the product that sells, it's the service and the repeat business and the customers that we have that come back to us. Our team, we've got a team of administrative, customer service, accounting, our warehouse staff, our sales team. They really do look forward to helping everyone on a day-to-day basis. So we don't have the expertise in breast cancer research. You know, we don't have the expertise in setting up an orphanage in Guatemala. But we do have the expertise and the knowledge in order to help them raise the money that they otherwise would not be able to raise on their own.
That's great stuff from Christy Tilsley, and Christy is the president CEO of Cozy Comfy. So, you know, with all the growth that you've had a lot of successes, you had ups and downs over time. You know, there are a lot of entrepreneurs that listen to this show. Talk about some of the lessons that you've learned out of those ups and downs.
Well, we have had a few through the years, and unlike some of the students that Jennifer and her team at Georgia State have had the opportunity to provide education for, we've learned a lot of those through hard work, kind of rolling up our sleeves and making some mistakes. Some of those mistakes, you know, can be from bringing on a team member that might not necessarily be as successful as we thought that they were going to be. And, you know, providing, you know, we are sure to provide a very happy workplace. It's fun. We like we enjoy to do things together outside of work and become friends and so forth. I would say that one of our greatest challenges, and it's not even really a challenge, but one of our greatest challenges is that we don't have enough hours in the day in order to help more and more people that we would like to help. So, you know, our staff has grown from me as an individual to, you know, now a team of 10. We have had as many as 12 or 13, but we still can't accomplish as much as we would like to on any given day or any given week. Our phone rings off the hook for people who are looking to book fundraisers, and we provide the support for them. Although we feel like we are just a little tiny piece of sand on a very large beach, and then we're really trying to grow and help more. We have the ability to lay our heads down on our pillows at night, in not necessarily any reference to the linens, but to lay our heads on our pillows each night and really feel like we've made a difference for others out there. And that's everything from, you know, a family who might not be able to play baseball because they don't have the money to pay for it, to, you know, a mission team that's going across the world to really make a difference in other capacities.
Sure. There've got to be nonprofits out there that hear you talk and say, "Hey, I want to be part of that." So, what are the requirements for organizations that want to get involved and raise money through Cozy Comfy?
Sure. They would just need to give our team a call, and I can provide that information, so they can give our team a call, and we'll help talk them through that process. Basically, we would inquire as to what they're looking to raise money for, how many people they have that they may be able to enlist in that help. So it may be a board of directors on a nonprofit. It may be a school that may have 900 students. It may be just a breast cancer research walkers that are a team of 10. So it could be as large or as small as whatever their requirements are. And then our staff will work with them to coordinate and to come up with a fundraising plan to help them best maximize their fundraising efforts.
Okay, so I don't have to necessarily be a 501c3 registered nonprofit. I mean, it can be me and a group of people that want to raise money for a certain cause, maybe.
That is true. Cool. We have done one of our greatest successes is actually an individual fundraiser. And I say greatest successes in the sense that it was not the largest amount of money raised, but it's one of the ones that have sort of hit home for our team. And they continue to do this fundraiser over and over again. But it was for an individual child who had some medical challenges. And the individual challenges, even though the medical bills were covered by medical insurance, the family's hardship was great due to the family not being able to, the mom not being able to work any longer,
sure.
Due to dad having to travel across the country to take this particular child to specialists. So the financial needs were greater than what the medical insurance could provide. And we were able to make a huge difference for this family. And they continue to do our fundraiser year after year because the medical needs have not gone away. And so, and we've been able to really provide a great deal of, you know, funds for them, for other people who just wanted to reach out and help them.
That's great. Christy Tilsley, she's the president CEO of Cozy Comfy. You've had some big news lately.
Yes, I
right?
do have some
personally.
Big news.
Tell us. I mean, breaking news here on Business Radio X. What's your news?
My news is that I am recently engaged.
Well, good for you. Congratulations yes. on that. Yeah, I thought you had an extra beam and smile in your face.
Thank you,
so
John.
Congratulations on that news. Now, you talked about raising thousands of dollars. I've got in the show notes, you've been able to raise over $1 million. That's fantastic.
That is fantastic. And yes.
For the various causes.
For various yeah. causes, mm-hmm. yes. Not for one particular organization. Sure. We've worked with thousands of them across the country and through the years. November will be our 10-year anniversary, so we're excited to say that.
That's outstanding.
As well as we have now hit the million-dollar mark in that being able to give back to those nonprofits and organizations across the country this year.
That's fantastic. So great work. What's ahead?
Ooh, we're excited about what's ahead. Our team is expanding, so we are looking to bring on some additional teammates to accomplish more than what we're already doing. In addition to that, we are looking at some additional product lines, so we're excited about that. We're going to keep that under wraps for now.
Oh.
And also, we
you
are...
You can tell me. I won't tell anybody, I promise you.
I think there might be a few people listening, John.
Okay.
In addition to that, we are currently looking to not only expand our team and our associates, but we are looking to expand our warehouse. So we are currently looking for warehouse space in the North Fulton area. So
wonderful.
We have outgrown our ourselves.
Now, there's another point of congratulations I need to give you, and that you were named a Small Business Person of Excellence by the Greater North Fulton Chamber of Commerce.
I was.
Congratulations
Thank
on that.
You. Thank you.
So you've been around 10 years. You're starting to win awards like that. What does that mean to you? There's got to be a lot of satisfaction in that.
It is. There is a lot of satisfaction. Absolutely. There is. I would not be able to do it otherwise without the team that I've been able to build. It's most certainly not not a means of just my own personal efforts by any means at all. So I do have a fantastic team behind me. In addition to that, it's amazing. But I would say that probably the greatest satisfaction is being able to help others that are out there in the community make a difference and do what they do best.
Great work from Christy Tildesley, Cozy Comfy. She's the president and CEO. So for those that would like to be in touch, would like more information, tell them how to do that.
Sure. They can reach us at our main office number, 770-720-0040, or they can visit our website, which is www.cozycomfy.com, and that's www.cozycomfy.com.
Now, if my wife happens to be listening to this interview, I'm about to be in trouble because I hadn't brought home any of these sheets. So if somebody wants to order these 1,800 thread count?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If somebody just wants to order sheets, can they go on the website and do that?
They can. Absolutely. Like they can visit our website and go online. Okay. I will tell you that we do not actually retail the linens.
Okay.
We always donate back $10 for every set of linens that we move. So if a consumer would like to purchase our linens, then go to our website, enter what size and color they would like, and their shipping address. We'd be happy to mail those out. At the end of their order, they will be asked what group or organization they would like to provide support for.
Oh, great.
And so they will have a drop-down menu, and they can visit that and see who they would like to make a donation to. And there's everything from animal shelters to breast cancer to MS to bands, high schools, choral groups, and so forth. So they can make that selection there.
You got me out of trouble. Thank you, Christy. I appreciate that. It's great to have you on the show.
Thank you, John, for having me.
Absolutely. Want to say thanks again to our guest today, Jennifer Scheer. Jennifer is the director of the Georgia State University Entrepreneurship and Innovation Institute, ENI, and Christy Tildesley, president and CEO of Cozy Comfy. Thanks to both of you. And thanks to all our listeners. Join us on our social media, North Fulton BRX, and our website, northfultonbrx.com, where we have all sorts of great interviews just with entrepreneurs, just like these two ladies. This is show number 110. Do you believe that, Trey? Show number 110. Well, so we've had a big selection of guests, wide variety of folks all over the North Fulton area. So take a dip in that archive and check those interviews out. That's a wrap. So for our guest and for producer Trey, I'm John Ray. Thanks for being with us.